This is an email here from a teacher. Now, this was with regard to the subject we were talking about yesterday, losing keys. And this guy is a high school teacher, and I'm going to leave his name out of it because I don't know if his wife knows that he sent this to us.
Yeah,
so
this one made
we'll keep his name out. He says, a few years ago, I had to work, but my wife and a couple friends decided to take the kids camping at Deception Pass. And at some point, my wife lost the key to the car, and she's looking all over the place. And there's seven kids on this trip, and they're under the age of six. Holy cow. They found
That's a
nothing.
Traveling circus.
So they're looking, and they can't find anything. And she calls me, and again, she's at the camping site near Deception Pass. He is at work. And she asks if we got a spare, and can I run the spare key down to her at Deception Pass? She says, no. And so he says, no, we don't have a spare. I told her I'd call the dealership and see if we could get one made from the VIN number on the car. Well, the dealership said the car was too old to be able to do that, so unless we could find the key, we would have to have the locks and ignition rekeyed. So I call her back, and I say, hey, you got to keep looking.
Organize a search party.
You got to keep looking. And I said, you know, if all else fails, a friend and I'll come down there with a trailer to get the car. You know, it'll be crazy. But 2 hours later, I get a phone call from her saying she found the key, and I asked her where, and she says, I don't want to tell you. And so he keeps trying to.
That means it's on.
What do you mean? Where is it? And after some persistence, she finally tells me that the pants she was wearing did not have pockets. So she put them in her bra for safekeeping, and they slid under her boob, and she couldn't feel them.
I've heard of underwire bras, but under key bras.
When she was changing to go swimming, she took her bra off, and out fell the key. He says, it's been 14 years, we still laugh about it, and anytime she misplaces anything, I tell her to check under her bra, under her boob. Well, thank you. Thanks for that that email. Our email is bradandjohn@kism.com, and you can always text us 360-733-5476.
And anytime something does come up, Loss, I bet he's the first to say, let me check. Yeah.